You know how Chanji came to Baba? Chanji is Baba's secretary. Before Adike Rani, Chanji was there. And this man was a very rich man in Bombay. And he had a very, very beautiful wife. And he bought a cinema called the Novelty Cinema. If anybody goes to Bombay, have a look at that Novelty Cinema. That belonged to him one day. And somehow or the other, the time that he bought this cinema, things went wrong. And one of the walls broke down. And he would get it repaired, and somehow when the wall was practically finished, it would just fall down again for no reason at all. And he really wondered, he called in all the best of people, why this is happening, and nobody could understand things, you know. And then he had another partner in this movie business who diddled him out of a lot of money. And he was becoming broke completely. And finally, a friend of his said, why don't you go to Narayan Maharaj? You know, Narayan Maharaj was one of Baba's gurus. So he said, I'm a Zoroastrian, I don't believe in that. I believe only in Zoroastrian, I'm not going there. So well, ultimately he was coaxed into it. And he went to Narayan Maharaj. You've heard of Narayan Maharaj, I hope. Well, Narayan Maharaj always dressed like a king. He, in the best of silk clothes and with the best of jewelry, right from the crown to the bottom, he would be wearing the best of jewels. That was his way of life. Well, though he was a perfect master, that was his way. So while this fellow went there, and he really wondered, what sort of a saint is this fellow with all the jewels around him and things like that. So anyway, he went there, and when he bowed down to Narayan Maharaj, Narayan Maharaj said that now your fate will change from today. And it definitely did change, because as soon as he arrived back at Bombay, he found that his wife had eloped with his friend. So his fate began to change from there. And there, then very soon after, he met Baba. And when he met Baba, he surrendered himself completely to Baba. And he became his secretary, and he worked with Baba. He came to the West in the 1931-32, when Baba came to the States for the first time. He was there with him. And he did so much for Baba. All through his life, he served Baba as no one else would ever serve. And then it was in 1944 that one day Baba called Chanji and said, Chanji, his name is actually Mr. Dada Chanji. But Baba used to call him in short Chanji. So Baba called him and said, Chanji, there is one more work that I want you to do. And that is, you go to Kashmir and find a house for me. And send me a cable, and then I will come there. And that is my last work for you, and then you can rest. So Chanji was quite excited about it. He says, Baba, I don't want to rest, I want to work for you. Baba says, do this work with all your heart, and then you can rest. Chanji never knew what Baba really meant. You know, every word of Baba has a meaning. Whether we follow it at that time or not, it has a deep meaning behind. Well, anyway, Baba sent Chanji first to Bombay. He said, go and meet all your relatives, each one of your close and distant relatives. Meet them, embrace them, and then go to Kashmir. So, well, he did exactly as he was ordered, and he went to Kashmir. He found a house for Baba and then cabled to Baba. And soon after, the Baba and the Mandi arrived. This was 1944. While he arrived, Baba arrived there, and the next day, Chanji began to get fever. So one Baba lover called Dr. Daulat Singh, you've heard his name before. Well, he was a great man. A great man. I don't know any of you have seen him. But anyway, whenever I saw him near Baba, all he had was tears rolling down his face and his white beard, you know. He had so great a love for Baba. He could never talk to Baba. He could never do anything. All that he would do is sit and cry in front of Baba. So Baba called for this Dr. Daulat Singh, and Dr. Daulat Singh arrived. When he arrived, he told Baba, Baba, I cannot treat you and the Mandli, because my mind goes simply blank. So I cannot treat him. So Baba said, go ahead and call some big doctor. So he went into the city. This was Srinagar, the capital of Kashmir. And he called him one Dr. Rawlins, an Englishman. And Dr. Rawlins arrived, checked up Chanji and said, oh, it's just an ordinary fever. Let's admit him to my hospital. So Chanji was admitted to the hospital. As soon as the Manli took Chanji to the hospital, one of the Manli called Vishnu, you heard of his name, who died in a motor accident with Baba in 1956. While this Vishnu, Baba called him and dictated a telegram to him saying, this was addressed to Chanji's relatives in Bombay, and the telegram read, Chanji is suffering from typhoid, though given the best of treatment, he died on so-and-so date. The date was not written. He said, keep that telegram with you and don't show it to anybody. So this fellow was shocked. Baba said, just keep your mouth shut about it. While the Manli returned after Chanji was admitted, Dr. Daulat Singh came back to inform Baba that Chanji had been admitted. Baba told Daulat Singh, go and ask Dr. Rollins whether it is typhoid. So Dr. Daulat Singh went back again to the hospital, and Rollins said, I am a big doctor. I know my job, what I am doing. This is just an ordinary fever and you don't have to ask me a number of times. So Dr. Daulat Singh came and told that to Baba. 3 days later, when the fever never went down, Dr. Rollins called Dr. Daulat Singh and says, I am extremely sorry, but I feel that he has typhoid. Well, what Baba had diagnosed on the first day, Rollins diagnosed on the third day. Then, he was kept in hospital, and he stayed in hospital for 20 days and ultimately died in hospital. And in 1933, when Chanji was there in Kashmir with Baba, Chanji had said to Baba, oh Baba, what a beautiful country this is. And if one had to die, one should really die in Kashmir. And he actually, his wish was fulfilled and he died in Kashmir. And Baba had said, this is my last work for you and you can then rest. And he rested for all times, you know. So this was the end of a great man who worked for Baba so much.